Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Nazara Technologies Limited Q3 and nine months FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Jinesh Joshi from Prabhudas Lilladher. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. On behalf of Prabhudas Lilladher, I welcome you all to the 3Q and FY24 earnings call of Nazara Technologies. We have with us the management represented by Mr. Nitish Mittersain, CEO and JMD, Mr. Rakesh Shah, who's the Group CFO, Mr. Sudhir Kamath, COO, and Anupriya Das, who's the Head of Corporate Development. Majority of the questions today will be taken by Mr. Nitish, Sudhir, and Anupriya. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for opening remarks. Over to you, Nitish, sir.
Hi everyone, good morning, and a very warm welcome to all of you to Nazara Technologies Q3 and nine months FY24 earnings call. On this call, I'm joined by Sudhir Kamath, our Chief Operating Officer, Rakesh Shah, our CFO, Anupriya Sinha Das, our Head of Corporate Development, and SGA, IR firm. We have uploaded our results presentation on the exchanges, and I hope all of you have had an opportunity to go through the same. For this quarter, our revenue stood at INR 320.4 crores, and EBITDA grew by 24% year-on-year to INR 37.7 crores. We saw healthy growth in Animal Jam and Sportskeeda, resulting in our EBITDA increase by 24% year-on-year despite softer revenue growth on an overall basis due to some declines we have seen in our AdTech business as well as our real money gaming business. Our EBITDA margin increased from 9.7% in Q3 FY23 to 11.8% in Q3 FY24 as we continue to push for higher margins in our business. Our Esports segment witnessed a remarkable 79% EBITDA growth year-on-year. For nine months FY24, we've reported 9% year-on-year increase in revenues to INR 872.1 crores, and EBITDA for the same period increased by 20% to reach INR 98.7 crores. Our overall EBITDA margins for the first nine months have increased by 110 basis points to 11.3%, and our PAT has climbed 44% to INR 74.6 crores. Our approach of acquiring global gaming IPs and leveraging focused user acquisition along with data-driven product innovation is starting to pay off for us, as demonstrated by Animal Jam's performance in Q3. When we acquired the WildWorks business, we thought that we could make a good impact on it, and with all the hard work that has been put in by our team in the last few quarters, we're actually starting to see the results of the same. Now, we're more confident that this playbook can be expanded and scaled up significantly, and we will continue to try and replicate this in the coming quarters as well, potentially new game studio acquisitions. We have also completed our FY24 fundraising goal. We had set ourselves a target of INR 750 crores. We managed to secure INR 760 crores through a preferential placement to marquee investors like Mr. Nikhil Kamath, SBI Mutual Fund, and ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund. With significant cash reserves today, we are in an excellent position to pursue the exciting acquisition opportunities our team has identified. They have been working diligently for the last year on putting together many opportunities, and we hope to take some of these to their natural conclusion in the coming quarters. Our Nazara Publishing division has hit the ground running with its inaugural set of games going live soon. I think as a leading Indian company, and also we are very focused on Make in India and for India, we are supporting a lot of Indian developers through this new initiative, and we hope to build a large user network through our Nazara Publishing platform. Finally, this March, we are proud to lead the Indian delegation to DTC San Francisco. This is the world's largest gaming conference, and we are co-hosting the first ever India Pavilion, marking a significant milestone for us and the Indian gaming community, which we believe is the time for them to shine. I would now like to hand over the call to Anupriya, who will give some highlights for performance in this quarter. Website, we will be happy to answer all your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nitish. Good morning, everyone. As you're all aware, Nazara operates across three business segments: gaming, esports, and ad tech. We continue to be well diversified across demographics, geography, and business models. Gaming contributed to 36% revenues and 56% EBITDA in the 9 months ending December 24. During the same period, esports contributed to 55% in revenues and 38% in EBITDA, while AdTech contributed the rest. Gaming includes gamified early learning, skill-based real money gaming, premium and telco subsegments. This segment grew by 7% in 9 months FY24. EBITDA grew by 27% year-on-year in 9 months FY24 and was down by 3% in Q3 FY24 compared to Q3 FY23. The EBITDA margin for this business is at 20.6% in 9 months FY24 versus 17.3% in 9 months FY23 and stood at 16.4% in Q3 FY24. Within gaming, in Kiddopia, the revenues for 9 months stood at 168.6 crores compared to 162.9 crores in 9 months FY23. For the quarter gone by, the revenues stood at INR 54.7 crores versus INR 57.1 crores in Q3 FY23. EBITDA for 9 months grew by 77% to INR 44.4 crores from 25.2 crores in 9 months FY23. EBITDA margin increased substantially to 26.3% from 15.4% in 9 months FY23. For Q3 FY24, the EBITDA margin increased to 28.2% compared to 11.7% in Q3 FY23. Due to an increase in user acquisition costs and lower marketing spend, we experienced a higher churn or rate of subscriber base decline in this quarter. However, due to control on the CPT, we delivered higher EBITDA margin of 28.2% in Q3 FY24. We made a hard switch between our preferred user acquisition channels in December 23 to improve performance in the coming quarters. ARPU saw an increase of around 3% year-on-year, quarter-on-quarter in Q3 FY24. We are working on alternate growth opportunities, for example, IP licensing, which can break through the current user acquisition logjam. Moving to Animal Jam. Animal Jam delivered its highest quarterly revenue and EBITDA numbers since Nazara acquired it. Revenue and EBITDA for the quarters increased to INR 26.8 crores and INR 6 crores respectively. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 22.2%. The growth was driven by a very successful set of in-app events across the quarter, culminating in a Wishing Well event that was very enthusiastically received by our community of young gamers. In addition to ongoing performance marketing, Animal Jam also started experimenting with other user acquisition methods, including a campaign on TikTok with mini influencers coinciding with the holiday season. More broadly, Animal Jam's growth over the year was driven by product development and better UA driven by deeper analytics. The success of Animal Jam gives confidence to us for deploying a similar playbook with other popular global gaming IPs. Moving to World Cricket Championship, revenue for the WCC franchise stood at INR 18 crores with EBITDA of INR 4.3 crores in 9 months FY24. The EBITDA margin for the business stood at 22.7%. As we shared in Q2, NextWave is reinventing the WCC franchise to position it for growth and help it break out of its current scale. The initial set of actions have been taken over Q2 and Q3, including a revamp of NextWave's ad monetization, live ops, brand sales, and user acquisition operations. Product-related changes will continue through Q4. This includes changes to the existing games WCC2 and WCC3, as well as a new game to be launched in Q1 FY25. Moving to OpenPlay, this segment's revenue and EBITDA stood at INR 32.9 crores and INR 0.8 crores respectively 9 months FY24, compared to 43.6 crores and INR 8.5 crores in 9 months FY23 respectively. In July 2023, a 28% tax on entry fees for skill-based real money gaming was implemented, effective from 1st October 2023. The impact of increased GST costs has largely been absorbed by all industry players, including Classic Rummy, while player deposits are inclusive of 28% GST paid to the government. The player still gets the full amount via a loyalty promotion bonus, which can be used in the game. Post GST implementation, Classic Rummy recorded an EBITDA loss in Q3 FY24. While gross revenue before netting loyalty promotion bonus is steady, that is, player activity has not reduced. However, net revenue is lower due to higher loyalty promotion expense. The added GST cost led to an EBITDA loss in Q3 FY24. With clear GST policy guidelines, Nazara will actively seek consolidation opportunities in the sector. Our e-sports segment grew by 24% year-on-year in 9 months FY24 and 27% year-on-year in Q3 FY24, while EBITDA grew by much faster by 44% in 9 months FY24 and 79% in Q3 FY24. Moving to NODWIN, the revenue for the quarter increased by 20% to INR 133.9 and grew by 17% year-on-year in 9 months FY24 to INR 327.9. EBITDA was at negative INR 5.8 crores in 9 months FY24 and negative INR 2.2 crores in Q3 FY24. These numbers include PublishMe, which was acquired by NODWIN in October 23. The EBITDA loss during Q3 FY24 is attributed to the gaming accessory business Grand Scale Innovation, which houses the brand Wings. To support upcoming product launches and expand into new markets, including laptops, Grand Scale requires substantial injection of fresh capital for marketing and branding efforts. NODWIN has chosen to forego further investment and relinquish control, enabling GrandScale to seek growth capital from new investors. NODWIN shareholding remains unchanged, but GrandScale will be treated as an associate in the consolidated financial reporting from February 3, 2024. Large media rights have been pushed out owing to consolidation in the media, TV and OTT industries. However, NODWIN has been able to secure independent media rights for individual property. Each of these independent media rights are higher than previous years. Revenue per partner has increased from INR 1.60 crores per revenue partner in 9 months FY23 to 2.71 crores per revenue partner in 9 months FY24. I would also like to highlight the recent acquisitions made by NODWIN, which are propelling the expansion of product offering and market presence. In October 23, NODWIN acquired 100% stake in gaming marketing agency PublishMe for a sum of $2 million. From its existing shareholder, Nazara and Augur. This acquisition will provide the essential tailwinds for NODWIN Gaming to drive its mission of leading the emerging market media landscape. In December 2018, NODWIN invested INR 33 crores in Freaks4U Games, a marketing services company for gaming and esports, delivering its services across the world, especially in the PC games and developed market. In January 24, NODWIN Gaming has announced acquisition of 100% stake in Comic-Con India through a cash and stock deal valued at INR 55 crores. With this buyout, NODWIN not only looks to diversify its youth portfolio, but to also expand presence in its global entertainment space. NODWIN remains committed to its vision of becoming one of the top three esports companies globally. The growth trajectory will be sustained through both organic expansion and strategic M&A aimed at enhancing capabilities in emerging and developed markets. Sportskeeda continues to have a stellar performance. We have reported a robust year-on-year revenue growth of 57% to INR 147 crores in 9 month FY24 and 68% in Q3 FY24 to INR 59.8 crores. EBITDA for the business improved to INR 51.8 crores in 9 month FY23, a growth of 67% year-on-year, whereas for Q3 FY24 increased 26.7 crores, which is a growth of 97% year-on-year. EBITDA margin for the business improved to 35.2% in 9 month FY24 from 33% in 9 month FY23. While Sportskeeda continued to grow its revenue and EBITDA, in Q3 FY24, its subsidiary Pro Football Network, a business we acquired in March 23, also reported a healthy margin bolstered by the ongoing NFL season. Both Sportskeeda and PFN continue to grow in the US sports media market, where Sportskeeda is ranked number 6 in the sports domain in the US. And PFN is ranked number 3 in the American football domain in the US in December 23, as per SimilarWeb. Moving to AdTech, our third segment, Over the past year, we have shifted focus from low-margin work to securing high-margin business clients. This strategic pivot, resulted in a year-on-year revenue drop to INR 76.3 crores in 9-month FY24 from INR 114.2 in 9-month FY23. Despite this, our gross margin percentage saw a significant increase from 19% to 27%, indicating an effectiveness of our strategy. Although our gross margins have improved, Dataworks EBITDA fell to INR 6.6 crores in 9-month FY24 from INR 10.8 in 9-month FY23. This decrease reflects our heightened investment in sales and marketing, including team overheads and promotional events. These investments, particularly during Q3 FY24, have significantly enhanced our sales pipeline, leading to improved conversion rate and establishment of crucial partnerships. With this, I will close my remark here and I'd like to open the call for Q&A. I request Nitish, Sudhir and Rakesha to join me for the Q&A.
Thank you, Anupriya, for that. I'm going to actually ask our Chief Operating Officer, Sudhir Kamath, and Anupriya to step up to answer the questions today. But I'm also going to jump in where required. So let's get started.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nitin Jain from Fairweave Investment Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the good execution in esports and Animal Jam. So I wanted to dwell a bit on the Kiddopia business. Despite you know all your efforts, the subscriber growth is not picking up as expected. So what do you think would be the reason behind that? Like, is it the product or, you know, is it the cohort that we are addressing in terms of, you know, their propensity to spend? Or let me put it this way, like, are there any learnings from Animal Jam that we could replicate here?
Sudhir, let me take this one. For Kiddopia, right, the challenge is not at all on the product or the consumer behavior or the penetration of the market. I think it's a very simple challenge of being able to acquire users at effectively at the cost that we are willing to pay. So I think that is where the challenge we have faced. In this year, we have tried a lot with the main ad network we are working with. But as these Q3 numbers also, we have not been able to achieve success. Two things we are doing. We are moving, or we've actually moved as of December into some other ad networks, which we are hopeful will be more effective for us. And the team is working on that. But I think we also need to move beyond linear user acquisition into, you know, other ways of acquiring users. One thing we are quite excited about is, you know, licensing popular IP. So today, if you see Kiddopia or Animal Jam, both these games are 100% original IP games. But we have seen that many companies in this space, in the kids space globally, are doing much better when they are licensing, you know, popular IP of, you know, well-known characters from, you know, a company like a Hasbro or a Mattel or a Disney. And a lot of these companies we've spoken to and they are very keen to work with us because our quality of product is well proven. So we are hoping to execute some of the, you know, opportunities in the coming 1 or 2 quarters. That will allow us to boost user acquisition through organic means and not just through paid UA. So I think that could be a potential game changer for us, which we are very actively working on. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that's good. And to continue on the Kiddopia a bit, so there was a plan to, you know, roll it out to other geographies. So what would be the status of that project?
So we have at this point of time, continue to focus a lot on getting the core business stable. Look, I think the North American market has capacity for our user base to double. So we need to get that right before we focus elsewhere. We do have experiments running in markets like Japan. We have seen some success, but we really haven't doubled down because we want to solve the core problem.
Okay, thank you, and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. Next question is from the line of Manan Palodia from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi, good morning. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. First of all, congratulations on posting a stellar set. Firstly, my question is also on the Kiddopia bit. I just want to understand this blip that we're seeing in terms of subscriber degrowth, etc. And I understand you've made a hard shift from an acquiring platform. Can you give me some color on why the churn has happened? I understand the new user acquisition being an issue, but the churn rate, I'm not really sure. So what's the situation there?
You see, the churn rate So, you know, what happens is that when we are, when our spends are running well, we acquire new users, but the existing users who have elapsed also get reactivated. So when you see a churn number, you see a net churn number, which includes activation and reactivation. Because our overall spends in this quarter have gone down significantly, the reactivation is dropped, which is why you are seeing a higher, little higher net churn.
Correct, I understand that. My second question is on the Wings acquisition that we made a while back. And last year, last quarter also, I had spoken to you and I asked you about the purchase of stock in trade line item. And we'd purchased some, I think, 64, 65 crores worth of equipment for the Wings platform. So, and we were supposed to sell it in the festive season, etc. Can you give us an update about the performance of how that went?
Okay, I'll just repeat my answer. So the Diwali was reasonable for us and our inventory levels have come down. But we took a consolidated and primary two reasons. They have seen a lot of opportunity and initial success in areas such as laptops, and we just felt that it was going a bit too away from
Inventory levels have come down over the festive season. Overall, it went fairly well for them, and especially laptops as a category, which they had launched, went very well. However, for us, the bigger question with Wings has been the direction, and as in the growth for them is the segments which are away from the core esports piece with which we had entered. So laptops, for example, is not really connected to the esports user, it's more of a generalist use case. That's probably what we've also seen in an announcement which we put out 2 or 3 days back, where Northwind has decided not to take up its option to take majority control of that business. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, I think it does. Thank you for answering that question. My last question is with regards to the Sportskeeda and NODWIN numbers. From what I understand, that this was a seasonally strong quarter, especially for NODWIN, as well as Sportskeeda due to the PFN thing. I just wanted to understand how should we look at numbers going forward? Like, is this something that will seasonally be weak and strong, or from here do we see lower skies going forward?
No, I think in general, if you look at the last few quarters as well, Sportskeeda has consistently done well in all the quarters, and we expect this to very much continue. That said, there is seasonality in the business, so Q4 might be lower than Q3. But Q4 will definitely be much better than Q4 of the previous year. So growth is definitely there. For NODWIN as well, I think the long-term trend is clearly high growth and continues to be. And this quarter was one more than
that. Right. Understood. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys, for answering my questions. Bye-bye.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Next question is from the line of Raj Joshi from Ace Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I have a couple of questions. Our ad tech business is still facing challenges. How do we look at growing this business?
Thanks for that question, Raj. I think, as we have said in the previous call as well, we see this business as needing a more fundamental shift away from some of their low-margin businesses which were there earlier towards slightly higher-margin businesses on the services side as well as on some of their product business. That switch takes time. It's a fundamental reset of the DNA of the company, the organization structure, etc. So what you would have seen in the last quarter as well as in this quarter is there's an overall revenue degrowth, but most of that degrowth is from the lower margin businesses which we are moving away from. So at the gross contribution level, the percentages have improved quite dramatically. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, gross margin has gone up from 20% to 31%. That's it. Post gross margin, we then look at the investment that we make into the marketing team and the marketing events. And that has resulted in the, that is what we expect to actually drive the growth of this business in the coming quarters. And we think we are on track with that plan. And the team there is executing on the plan that we've got set.
Okay. And my another question is, how do you look at the organic growth of growth for FY25?
For the AdTech business or for Nazara?
For both.
Okay. So on the AdTech business side as well, really start with that. So I think a lot of the investment which has gone in this year around the marketing team and the events there has started delivering in terms of new client wins. And that to us is a great conscious time for significant, I mean, this year was not growth for AdTech as you saw, but next year we do expect significant growth on that business. A small reminder also on the product business, that has started delivering good results. It's still early days for that business, but the initial set of clients have started increasing and the high stickiness of those clients. So all that has been quite positive, obviously that very positively for the coming year. Overall at Nazara level as well, I think organic growth will be strong across the board is what we see. That said, as Nitisha also said in his opening remarks, we are sitting on a lot of capital which will be deployed towards M&A. So we do expect both organic and inorganic growth engines to fire in the coming year.
Thank you, sir. That's it from my end.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, Rahul. Hi.
Yeah, just I have a few questions. Firstly, on Animal Jam, since we have seen improving growth out here, what is the right benchmark given where you are at the stage in terms of monetizing it? Can we see 15-20% kind of a growth potential here on, or we still would have to monitor in a non-seasonal quarter to understand what kind of growth it can?
Thanks. Let me answer that first and take other questions separately. So I think part of Animal Jam, a lot of the effort in the last year was around fixing the processes and the structure of how they were doing analytics, how they were doing user acquisition, what hopes were there for monetizing players. A lot of those things are in place. And in December, they delivered one of the best ever events in the game, which they called Wishing Well. Now, all of these basics are now in place. I think they're beginning to see good scale up now in terms of user base as well as monetization. We do expect that therefore this, you said 10 to 15% growth, I think that kind of growth should be deliverable for all the quarters on a year-on-year basis. But we would like to wait for maybe one more quarter to see how it performs in a non-seasonally high quarter as well, and then give you a bit more confidence on that. But directionally, I think we are there now.
Gorgeous. And on the Northern business, we mentioned on this brand skill side, where we basically would, is it safe to assume that we would see improvement in EBITDA margin starting Q4, since that could not be consolidated? And what will be the stake for us over time, as you have also highlighted, they may be raising more money in that. Will we be retaining our stake or may also see dilution over time?
Thanks. Let me address both. So one is, I think, just in terms of the impact on EBITDA, I think it definitely will be possible, will be positive. And starting from there is when we are doing that, as we announced last week. We've not broken out the exact numbers for revenue and EBITDA at this point, so can't share that detail, but it definitely will be a positive impact on profitability for Noctis from that econ form. I'm sorry, could you just repeat the second question now?
Second part was that we have mentioned that the reason we have done this is they have some different plans now or expanded plans, and they may need more capital, so which would mean that we may get diluted over time, or we would also participate in subsequent rounds out there.
So I think those calls we will take as and when. I think the call we have taken is that we are not retaining the right to majority of the right to appoint the majority of the director space. So that right we have given up. We are current, Nodwin is currently at about 40% of land scale. So it becomes an associate for us. We can let it dilute as well, but we could continue to invest as well. So I think options are open, depends upon sort of the direction the company takes, how much capital it needs, which other investments or investors are taking for us.
Got it. And on the real money gaming business, what is the right roadmap to look at in this business here on? And also any inputs you could share on the potential risk from GST liabilities that we saw at least on media for some of our peers. So what are the, or what is status for us and potential out there?
Sure, Rahul, I'll step in here to answer. Is my voice clear?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay. So I think two aspects on the RNG side. One, we are stabilizing our own business, and we've seen some positive traction there, but we need another quarter to get that done. In terms of M&A, we are talking to a few people and seeing what are the opportunities for us to lean forward to potentially consolidate in the market. And third, in terms of, you know, GST liabilities, as you know, the industry, it's been a large industry issue where, you know, there have been notices sent for tens of thousands of crores to the RMG companies. We have two RMG companies, OpenPlay and Halaplay. We did get summons for both of them, and we have supplied relevant information. If there's any further development, we will share, you know, with the market at the appropriate time. But of course, it's important to remember that the scale of our business in RMG is much smaller than many of the people who are sitting on very large scales. Overall, we think hopefully over a period of this year, we are quite hopeful that these retrospective initiatives will fall off, but, you know, the courts will take the right view over there. But that's the current status.
Got it. And one question on the telco business, we have seen some increase in losses here. Is it pertaining to some increase in corporate level expenses, or is it more to do with the initiative towards Nazara Publishing?
Yeah, it's not specific to do with the telco business itself, but some of the expenses are grouped within that. I think it's more one of expenses that you are seeing showing some losses there.
Got it. Thank you. That's it from side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Next question is from the line of Rohit Mehra from SK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. The first question from my side is that the Q3 for Nazara is expected to be better in terms of quarter and number of events as well. Sorry. And what has led to the lower growth in media and revenue and content views?
So I think I think the first point is, as everyone knows, that BGMI is now back, and before gameplay, etc., are improving, we have expected media also to increase the revenue trend. However, I think there is a lot of churn, as you know, in the overall media sector as well, with the and the potential Sony, Star, etc., deals which are going. So I think what we've seen is that there's a little bit of reluctance to look at very large scale across the board kind of media deals. What Nodwin is therefore focused on this quarter is more individual smaller deals for property. And those have been happening, and those have been at better terms than previous years. But that bigger kind of media transaction is not yet happening. We do expect that in the next few quarters, but continue.
Okay, perfect. And my next question is, as we have the good cash in hand, how do you look at the deploying the same? And which areas will we be focusing on?
So I think we have a very clearly laid out immediate strategy, which is look at businesses which have growth potential, which also will, where we see clear cash flow and growth both. We are looking at businesses across all three of our segments. So you already would have seen some announcements coming in from Nodwin over the last few days. And on both gaming as well as AdTech, there are multiple opportunities that our team has been looking at over the last few months. And as Nitish said, we do hope to get them to the logical conclusion in the coming quarter. But the pipeline is very good at this point, I would say.
Okay, okay. And how should we look at the growth in WCC over the longer term? Because it has been a fairly narrow range, and obviously the monetization has not been that positive as of now. Can you share some views?
I think on WCC as well, there is a historic business around WCC 2 and 3, the game for cricket simulation, and those have been consistent range bound. I think the longer term plan for us is to look at a significant reset of those things as well as new games that get launched by the studio. And the last couple of quarters and probably this quarter as well are more around those product development changes. We do expect next year to be a significant growth year, but I think we'll be in a better position to look at that in Q1 or Q2 of next year. We actually have results to talk about around this information.
Okay, that answers my question, and that's it from my side. Thank you, and all the best.
Thanks. Sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. Next question is from the line of Manan Puladia from MKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi, am I audible? Hello. Yeah. So my first question is on the Nodwin side. I'm not sure if we used to earlier, but if I could please have the breakup for the content use quarter by quarter for this year.
Hello. Sorry, I don't have the number offhand, but maybe we can get it to you across after the call. We do have it broken out at each of our quarterly presentations. You can just look back to those.
Okay, I'll look that up afterwards. My second question is with regards to, there's a statement that you put in that slide, on slide number 26, where you said that large media brand deals have been postponed because of the consolidation in TV and OTT. And the revenue also is, I think 9 month revenue is some 50 crores versus 68 for year on year. If you could just explain how we should see that going forward in the next 6 to 9 months with respect to the large deals that you've spoken about?
Yes. So I think in the previous years, there was a larger deal, for example, with Party, which was not specific to non-event, but also pulled in content from across different esports events and packages and put it together. So those kinds of deals have not yet started happening again. So far, we're still looking at more deals, which are individual events and their media rights. We expect that to go back to larger deals in the coming quarters, but we can't say with certainty whether it will happen in this quarter or next quarter.
Right. Fair enough. I understand that. And as far as IPs go, we are pushing, from what I understand, more IPs this year than we did past year, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
If I can just add there, right? Sequentially, what we have seen is the revenue from a particular IP has been growing. So if you see, especially the revenue per partner, which is an indicator for all media rights and brand sponsorship partners, the revenue per partner has steadily increased. So that is a good positive from us.
Right. So since you said that, just one small follow-up. I just wanted to understand what sort of traction are we seeing on the sponsor end and the media? Is there a little bit more excitement about esports per se, or is there more interest in partnering with you guys to do either IPs or to sponsor your IPs?
So we continue to see increased interest, and an indication from that, again, like I mentioned about revenue per partner is increasing. So while we don't share an IP-wise trajectory, we have seen a sequential increase.
Right. And just one last question. Yeah, there's been a few of competitors that have come up to NODWIN specifically, like Sky Sports or somebody else, Villager Esports, etc. And they have been taking some smaller IPs from the publisher that is invested in us, which is KRAFTON, right? And they've still been getting some of the smaller IPs that are publisher-backed. I'm just curious what the industry structure should look like and how we should think about it. Are we going to get most of the bigger IPs and the smaller IPs will keep on going to these smaller players?
So do you want to take it or should I take it?
No, go ahead.
No, so we at NODWIN, our effort is to create IPs across the levels, right? So grassroots, national, international, that gives people that opportunity to create heroes and become larger international stars while creating those grassroots-level IPs. And the effort will be on that trajectory, and historically, they've also done that. In terms of the mix of revenue, the white label and other IPs, so white label predominantly IPs provide us that good margin support, but at the same time, our effort goes on increasing our own IPs in that sense, which gives us non-linearity in revenues and EBITDA to come. So the efforts will be on both sides, building the grassroots-level IPs to proliferate esports in the country and at the same time grow international IPs as well.
Right. I understand that. Thank you. Thank you, Anupriya. Thank you, Sudhir. Bye-bye.
Madam, sorry, if I may just add a little here. I know this question was over, but I think there's a bunch of IPs like College Rivals, there was the last Game Awards, Snapdragon 4 CD, SMB Weekend. I think many of these are the bigger IPs right in this space, and we continue to focus on those, grow those, as well as adding on new IPs. So we also saw the announcement around Comic-Con India, which is, again, a very well-loved kind of property, and I'm sure with NODWIN coming in into the picture, that will also move forward. So we intend to focus on some of these larger ones.
And we continue to be the market leader by a disproportionate basis in India and other markets.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Next question is from the line of Raj Joshi from Ace Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, again for the opportunity. Sir, I would like to understand what is the scaling opportunity of the recent acquisition done by NODWIN?
So I think each of the properties that you would have seen in the recent past have a lot of potential. NODWIN's major focus there is on taking well-known IPs and then growing them further. So in the last, if I take a slightly broader view over the last year, right, so started with the Singapore one, which was branded, which actually has started showing growth already. There's been Publish Me, which covers kind of the Middle East. There is Comic-Con, which happens this year, that Speaks For You, which is more Western-based, and also gets into PC gaming. Now, all of these kind of bring different growth levers for us. They all have strong legacy for many years. They all have strong customer love, which is it. And I think what NODWIN will be able to do is to grow, leverage these in other markets, or, for example, bringing in branding partners or customers who may be present in one geography and are looking for other geographies, and they can actually leverage them with other other properties in those geographies as far as capability. So it is a fairly strong growth play that Northern is making here and will continue to.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Next question is from the line of Jinesh Joshi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question on our classic Rummy business. I think we absorbed the GST impact in this quarter. And hence our EBITDA was into the negative territory. Now, if I remember right, in the last earning call, we had mentioned that perhaps we may be able to achieve a break-even in 4Q. But my question is, despite absorbing the GST impact, we have seen the revenues fall by about more than 50%. So if we are planning to achieve a break-even in the next quarter, do we plan to pass off the GST impact? And in that case, what would be the consequent impact on revenue? And also a related question is that we are seeking consolidation opportunities in this sector, although the policy guidelines are quite clear right now. But given the impact on revenue and profitability, which we are seeing, what exactly are we looking out in terms of big opportunities in this space is what I want to understand.
Sure. I'm going to take that answer, Sudhir. This is Nitish. So two things. I think one is very important to understand that the actual business of Classic Rummy hasn't fallen in this quarter. While the revenues presented showed a significant drop. And the reason for that is consumers have continued, because the GST is completely absorbed by us, consumers have continued to play in the way they were playing earlier. And therefore, we haven't seen any significant drop in consumer traction. The amount of money being played with, etc., is the same. The reason the revenues are lower is because we have issued bonus to the consumers to offset the GST cost. And as per the accounting standards, we are now deducting the bonus from the revenues to display net revenues. So I think that's why you're seeing a larger fall in the revenues versus the actual business in itself. Hopefully that will stabilize over a period of time. We can reduce these bonuses that we are issuing as the market also evolves, right? With this competitive thing, we need to see what our competitors are doing, etc. But we expect that to start normalizing in the quarters to come. In terms of consolidation, we are looking actively at what are the opportunities. I think one thing we need to look at is about these retrospective liabilities that these companies are carrying. And in any consolidation move, how do we ensure that they do not get carried over to our company? So we have lawyers looking at all these aspects. And in the due course, we will take some action if it's appropriate for us.
Sure, sir. My second question is on the media rights business. I understand we have stated that there was some deferment in deal, but can you share which all OTT partners are we currently negotiating with and what kind of escalation can we see in the next year, at least in terms of media rights agreement?
Yeah, I'll answer that again. I think we don't want to disclose specific partners at this point of time because, it is competitive information and we don't want to share it with the competition. But we do see a lot of interest. The team has been building a strong pipeline. And especially on some of our exclusive IP like Playground, you will soon see, Amazon, for example, did season 1, season 2. We'll be making an announcement around that for season 3 very soon, where the rights are going to be again sold at a premium. So I think the trajectory is in the right direction.
Sure. So one last clarification required. I think we have mentioned that we will not invest more in brand scale, but our shareholding will remain unchanged and we will treat it as an associate and consolidation will not happen. So the question is, I mean, if the shareholding is unchanged, why is the accounting changing?
So basically, today we had an option at our discretion to increase the stake to majority, right? And because we took a view that we do not want to invest more, we waived that option so that the company can raise money from external investors. Because we have waived the option to increase our holding in the company, we have lost the rights to consolidate the business as per the Ind AS accounting standards.
Got that, sir. Pretty clear from my side. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sudhir Kamath for closing comments.
Thanks to everyone for the questions and thanks especially to Jinesh and his team at Prabhudas Lilladher for hosting this. Just summarize, I think, for the quarter, I think we've created a very robust platform for future growth. So we're quite optimistic that we'll be able to deliver good results in the coming quarter. And we are on course to continue with our profitable growth trajectory. We remain steadfast in our commitment to make Nazara play a very substantial part in India's quest to become a global gaming powerhouse. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for the time and look forward to having good interactions in the coming days and coming quarter. In case of any further queries, please do get in touch with us or with SGA, our investor relations advisor. Thanks and have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.